Dude. The hills are alive with the
sound of music.
Sound of music. So
the hills are alive.
Sound of music.
What a sound of music.
So this has been our show for today. Let me turn the sound a bit. That has been our show for today. We will be back next Friday. But usually at the end of our show, if anyone would like to say any comments or shout outs, or if not, we will.
A nice day out, really.
Beautiful day out. Gonna have a good weekend.
What are you gonna
do?
I'm gonna do some cleaning.
I'm gonna go
visit some people, some friends. All right. We'll see you next week.
Yeah!
comically it seems that I haven't been in the best news. I wonder if you always know I'd kill the love we grow. No, now you can't claim your innocence after all of those things that you said, pretend. Teach me a history. Teach me our history.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Good afternoon, Medford. It's Chris Earle once again with you. It's sucking in the 70s. 2 to 5 today. Well, 2:14 and change to 5. Little accident on the highway today. It looked like a big hole happened on the bridge. A giant hole. So there are people out there just looking at it. I didn't see anybody fixing it. They were just looking at this giant hole.
Got a call from an old friend. We used to be real.
Hughes, the Hughes Corporation. Sucking in the 70s with Chris Earl.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. To rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
I don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Ever since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind. And your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
To keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Igor, would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the turban.
Hello, Medford, Massachusetts. It's Chris Earl once again with you. It's Sucking in the 70s, 2 to 5 p.m. today. There's a hole on the highway, a giant hole. And the police and the crews were just looking at it. And it took me like an extra 20 minutes to get here because they decided to stop traffic so they can look at it. Didn't see anybody working. They were just looking at it. And people wonder why I'm always pissed off.
Here. come out right. Once I went to hear them play at a club outside of town, I was so surprised, I was hypnotized by the sound this cat put down. When I saw this short fat guy stretch a band between his toes, hey, I laughed so hard cause the band got down when it finally reached his nose. Rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man. Oh. And then he had to nerve to twiggle his left toe, but through his knee, got the feeling in his head, y'all.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's
You're listening to Suckin' in the 70s with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Watch out for holes. Holes are out there. Sometimes you never even know until you come upon a hole. Lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
I like a sex machine. machine. Wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm. Stay on the scene like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling, sure as your bone. Get it together, right on, right on. Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
Get up,
get on up.
In the 70s with Chris Hurl, James Brown, Get Up, in parentheses, I Feel Like Being A, end parentheses, Sex Machine, Shake Your Money Maker. If I shook my money maker, it would probably be my brain, and I'd probably have a stroke.
Get up,
get on up,
get up.
Not fortunate enough to have the other money makers, I guess.
Let's hit it and quit. Can we hit it and quit?
Yeah.
Can we hit it and quit?
Yeah.
Can we hit it and quit?
Yeah.
Hit
it.
I like James Brown. I saw him live. It was fantastic down in Foxwoods. Like Foxwoods had first opened. Oh, maybe the first year or two, whatever it was. And I got tickets. So me and my friend went down there. And then we got there. And then people were in our seats. And then they're like, okay, hold on a second. And they did like they did out of Goodfellas. They took a table and they brought it to the front row, and they put me and my friend there, and we saw James Brown, front row, and everybody's looking at us like, who are these two honkies? Can I say that? Is that, can I still say that in 2018? Because I'm a honky, right? But maybe I can't say honky because I'm not supposed to use that word because I'm a honky? I don't know. All I know is that there's holes on the highway. Holes on the highway. Pain in my heart over you. You. Today's Sucking in the 70s has been brought to you by the letter U. And the letter F is in Faye Maria. Got a bigger set of cans than Oscar the Grouch. All right, Sucking in the 70s here with you until 5 p.m. My name's Chris Earl. Blah. is the Rolling Stones from 1975, Jumpin' Jack Flash. Jumpin' Jack Flash. My name's Chris Earle. The show is Sucking in the 70s.
Hello.
Here with you till 5 p.m.
Hello.
Hello. Sounds like he's working on the highway, too. 855-915 WMFO. 855-915-9636. Call on in and make a request. You could request to fix the hole on the highway that took me an extra 20 minutes to get here. They're all just standing around. They're looking at it, and there's a giant hole on the highway. On like a little bridge. It was like a connecting bridge from what, like 128 and 128-93, I think it was. That sounds right. Yeah. Just a bunch of people looking at it. Like a couple of police, about five, six, seven construction cars, a few guys over the side. And then I noticed a couple passenger cars a couple of miles up had flats, and I'm wondering if they hit the hole. My guess is they hit the hole. You never know what's going to happen until you hit the hole. Because you can be fine, and then all of a sudden, like, bam. Oh, no, shouldn't have done that. What a mistake that was. Oh, my God, I'm going to pay for this for life. Or at least get a good dent in your car. Just watch out for those holes on the highway. Those holes, they just show up. I guess they just, like, all of a sudden, just, I don't know, just like something out of, like, ancient Greece or something. You're sitting there, and somebody, like, removes a scroll, and then all of a sudden, the thing starts making a hole in the bridge. I don't know what's going on, but nobody's trying to fix it. Nobody. I bet you it's going to be there when I go home. I bet you I'm going to probably hit it when I go home. When I hit that hole, you're going to hear about it. I'll tell you, when I hit that hole, you are going to hear about it. It's only a matter of time. When you hit the hole, people are going to hear about it because they want to know about that hole themselves. They want to know not to hit that hole. Anyway, Sucking in the 70s here with you till 7 p.m., I think. Or 5 p.m.? I don't know. 8 p.m.? Let's go with 5. You know, I got other stuff to do today, people. I don't need to do this for you all the time. I give and I give and I give some more. I'm avoiding holes on the way in. Nobody cares. Nobody really cares. What is this? It's all just an exercise and masturbatory audio. Masturbatory. Whatever it is. I don't know what it is. I don't even think I've ever done that. All I know is Thelma Houston wouldn't leave me that way. I know that. WMFO Medford. Way I can't survive. Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way. That's a woman. That's a woman from 1978. So good, I want to listen to it again. Listen to that sexy voice. She's like out, she's drinking beers. She's at the disco. She's like, I'm meeting a man, but I got another one on the side. She's like, I don't care, I'm just going to drink and dance. She's like, what, Lady Gaga, the 70s. And the guy's like, you know what, I'm going to go dance with someone else. And he's like, you know what, I'm going to dance with this one. And then you go dance with that one. Maybe we'll smoke some weed. They did that a lot. Pretty much it's all full circle, everybody. 1977. 41 years ago, but it's pretty much full circle. Everybody does the same thing. They go out and they smoke and they drink and they dance. They have fun. They go back to that crappy job during the day and then it's 5 o'clock, same stuff. Except back then you used to work from like 9 to 5, get lunch for free. It was like built in. You get like $2 an hour, but $2 could buy you like a 6-pack and a carton of smokes. Maybe a little an ounce of weed on the side. All I know is Thelma Houston had it right. She had it right. Anyway, that's enough of that.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, sucking in the 70s with Chris Earle here with you till 5 p.m. Here's the Steve Miller Band.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue.